Welcome to the Nutritionally.com podcast. I'm Alex, here to help you take charge of your health and well-being. Let's dive into today's episode and get proactive about feeling your best. Hey there, health enthusiasts. Alex here, and today we're diving into a topic that's close to my heart and my bones. We're talking about understanding osteoporosis. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, isn't that something only older folks need to worry about? Well, my friend, that's exactly the kind of myth we're going to bust today. Imagine your bones as a savings account. The more you invest in them early on, the stronger your bone bank will be later in life. Osteoporosis is like a sneaky thief that slowly empties that account, leaving your bones fragile and prone to breaks. But here's the kicker. It's often called a silent disease because you might not even know it's happening until you get that first fracture. Yikes. But don't worry, I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to empower you with knowledge. Understanding osteoporosis is the first step in preventing it. Did you know that our bodies are constantly breaking down old bone and replacing it with new bone? It's like your body's own renovation project. The problem starts when the breakdown happens faster than the rebuild. Now, you might be wondering, Alex, how do I know if I'm at risk? Great question. There are some factors we can't control, like age, gender, sorry ladies, we're more at risk, and family history. But here's the good news. There are plenty of factors we can control, and that's what we're going to focus on. Think of your bone health as a delicious, nutritious smoothie. The ingredients? A balanced diet rich in calcium and vitamin D, regular weight-bearing exercises, your bones love a good workout too, and lifestyle choices like limiting alcohol and saying goodbye to smoking. Mix these together, and you've got a recipe for strong, healthy bones. Remember, knowledge is power, and understanding osteoporosis is your first line of defense. We'll dive deeper into each of these bone-boosting strategies in future episodes. Trust me, by the end of this series, you'll be a bone health expert. So, are you ready to build your bone bank and keep osteoporosis at bay? Let's do this together. And remember, for more juicy health tips and tricks, visit our website at nutritionally.com. Your bones will thank you. Welcome back, Health Warriors. It's Alex here, and we're about to dig into the delicious world of nutrition for bone health. Remember how we talked about building that bone bank? Well, consider this your nutritional investment guide. Let's start with the dynamic duo of bone health, calcium and vitamin D. These two are like the power couple of the nutrient world when it comes to your bones. Calcium is the building block, but here's the catch. Your body can't absorb calcium without vitamin D. It's like trying to get into an exclusive club without the right VIP pass. Now, ladies, listen up. If you're 50 or younger, aim for about 1,000 milligrams of calcium daily. Hit 51, and you'll want to bump that up to 1,200 milligrams. Think of it as a birthday gift to your bones. And for vitamin D, most of us need about 600 IU daily. But if you're over 70, make it 800 IU. It's like your bones are getting a promotion with age. But wait, there's more. Let's talk about the unsung hero of bone health, protein. Yep, it's not just for muscles. Protein is crucial for bone mineral density. A good rule of thumb, aim for about 0.4 grams of protein per pound of body weight daily. So if you're rocking 150 pounds, that's about 60 grams of protein a day. It's like giving your bones a daily pep talk. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, that's a lot to keep track of. Don't worry, I've got you covered. Think of your plate as a bone-building masterpiece. Fill it with leafy greens for calcium, fatty fish for vitamin D, and lean meats or legumes for protein. It's like painting by numbers, but for your bones. And here's a pro tip. Your body absorbs calcium better when you spread it out through the day. So instead of downing a giant glass of milk with dinner, try having smaller servings throughout your day. It's like giving your bones a steady drip of strength rather than a fire hose. Remember, nourishing your bones isn't about perfection. It's about consistency. Small daily choices add up to big results over time. So, are you ready to give your bones the five-star nutrition they deserve? Your future self will thank you. And hey, if you're hungry for more bone-building nutrition tips, don't forget to check out nutritionally.com. We've got a buffet of information waiting for you. Now let's move on to our next course in this bone health feast. All right, health champions. It's time to get moving because we're diving into the world of exercise for stronger bones. Now, before you groan and think about those grueling gym sessions, let me tell you, building stronger bones can be way more fun than you might imagine. Think of your bones as the scaffolding of a building. Just like a building needs regular maintenance to stay strong, your bones need regular exercise to maintain their strength. And the best part, your bones aren't picky about how you move, as long as you're moving. Let's talk about weight-bearing exercises first. These are your bones' best friends. Any activity where you're working against gravity qualifies. Imagine your bones doing a happy dance every time you go for a brisk walk, jog around the park, or bust a move on the dance floor. Even climbing stairs counts. It's like your bones are getting a mini workout with every step. But wait, there's more. Resistance exercises are like sending your bones to boot camp. Using weights or elastic bands creates opposing forces that your bones and muscles have to work against. It's like your bones are arm wrestling with gravity, and trust me, you want your bones to win that match. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Alex, I'm not exactly a gym rat. No worries. The beauty of bone strengthening exercises is that they can fit seamlessly into your daily routine. How about a quick set of squats while you're waiting for your coffee to brew? Or some lunges while you're watching your favorite TV show? It's like sneaking veggies into a smoothie. Your bones get the benefit without you even realizing it. And here's a fun fact. Mixing up your routine isn't just good for beating boredom. It's great for your bones, too. Different exercises stress different parts of your bones, giving you a full skeletal workout. So don't be afraid to try new things. Maybe today, it's a yoga class, tomorrow a hike, and next week you're trying out that new dance fitness craze. Your bones will thank you for the variety. Remember, the key is consistency. You don't have to run a marathon or become a powerlifter overnight. Start small, maybe with a 10-minute walk each day, and gradually increase as you feel comfortable. It's like training for a race. You start with small steps and build up over time. So, are you ready to give your bones the workout they deserve? Remember, every step, stretch, and squat is a deposit in your bone bank. And if you're looking for more bone-boosting exercise ideas, don't forget to check out nutritionally.com. We've got a treasure trove of workouts waiting for you. Now let's keep this bone-strengthening journey going. Stay tuned for our next exciting topic in building a stronger, healthier you. Hey there, health heroes. It's Alex back with you, and we're about to chat about something that might ruffle a few feathers, lifestyle factors affecting bone health. Now, don't worry, I'm not here to lecture. Think of me as your friendly neighborhood bone coach, just looking out for your skeletal well-being. Let's start with the elephant in the room, smoking. I know, you've heard it all before, but did you know that smoking is like kryptonite for your bones? It's true, smoking directly decreases bone formation. It's like trying to build a sandcastle while someone keeps kicking sand away. Not very effective, right? But wait, there's more. Smoking also suppresses your appetite, which can lead to poor nutrition. Remember our chat about calcium and vitamin D? Well, if you're not eating enough, your bones are missing out on those crucial nutrients. It's like trying to build that sandcastle without any sand. Now, let's talk about our friend alcohol. A glass of wine with dinner? Probably not a big deal. But excessive drinking? That's where things get tricky for your bones. It's like sending your skeleton on a wild roller coaster ride, increasing your risk of falls and fractures. Plus, too much alcohol can lead to poor nutrition, and we know how much our bones love those nutrients. But here's the good news. It's never too late to make positive changes. Quitting smoking and limiting alcohol consumption can have a tremendous impact on your bone health. It's like hitting the reset button for your skeleton. Now I can almost hear some of you thinking, "But Alex, I don't smoke or drink excessively. I'm in the clear, right?" Well, not so fast. There are other lifestyle factors to consider. Are you getting enough sleep? Believe it or not, poor sleep can affect your bone density. It's like your bones need their beauty rest too. And what about stress? Chronic stress can lead to elevated cortisol levels, which can interfere with bone formation. It's like your bones are trying to grow, but stress keeps telling them, "Not today." Here's a challenge for you. Think about one small change you can make today to support your bone health. Maybe it's swapping that extra glass of wine for a calcium-rich smoothie. Or perhaps it's setting a regular sleep schedule. Remember, small changes add up to big results over time. And hey, if you're feeling a bit overwhelmed, don't worry. We've got your back. Head over to Nutritionally.com for more tips on bone-friendly lifestyle choices. Your future self and your bones will thank you. Now, let's keep this bone health journey rolling. Stay tuned for our next exciting topic in building a stronger, healthier you. Welcome back, Bone Health Champions. It's Alex here, and we're about to tackle a topic that's crucial for keeping our bones safe and sound, preventing falls and fractures. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, I'm not exactly a klutz, but trust me, this is something we all need to pay attention to, regardless of our age or coordination level. Let's start with a little visualization exercise. Close your eyes for a moment, well, not if you're driving, and imagine your home. Now, picture it through the eyes of your bones. Suddenly, that cute rug in the hallway becomes a tripping hazard, and those dim corners are potential danger zones. It's like your house has turned into an obstacle course for your skeleton. But fear not, we're about to turn your home into a bone-safe haven. First up, let's talk lighting. Installing nightlights in hallways and bathrooms is like giving your bones a map in the dark. And those grab bars in the shower? They're not just for grandma, they're like safety nets for everyone's bones. Now, let's address the elephant in the room, or should I say, the clutter on the floor. It's time for a little bone-friendly feng shui. Clear those walkways, secure those loose cords, and maybe rethink the placement of that low coffee table. It's like creating a runway for your bones to strut their stuff safely. But wait, there's more to fall prevention than just modifying your environment. We need to work on your balance, too. Think of your body as a tightrope walker. The better your balance, the less likely you are to fall. And guess what? Improving your balance can be fun. Ever tried Tai Chi? It's like a graceful dance that strengthens your bones and improves your balance. Or how about yoga? It's not just for Zen seekers. It's a bone-boosting, balance-improving powerhouse. Even simple exercises like standing on one foot while brushing your teeth can make a big difference. It's like giving your bones a mini obstacle course every day. Here's a fun challenge for you. Try incorporating a balance exercise into your daily routine. Maybe it's tree pose while waiting for your coffee to brew, or practicing heel-to-toe walking while on a phone call. Your bones will thank you for the extra attention. Remember, preventing falls and fractures is all about being proactive. It's like putting a seatbelt on your bones. You hope you never need it, but you'll be glad it's there if you do. And hey, if you're looking for more ideas on fall-proofing your life, don't forget to check out Nutritionally.com. We've got a whole section dedicated to keeping you steady on your feet. Now, let's keep this bone safety journey going. Stay tuned for our next exciting topic in building a stronger, healthier you. Hey there, Bone Health Heroes. It's Alex back with you to talk about something that might not sound exciting at first, but trust me, it's a game changer for your bones. We're diving into the world of regular bone density screenings. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, another medical test? Really? But hear me out. This one's like having a crystal ball for your bones. Imagine if you could peek into the future and see how strong your bones will be in 10, 20, or even 30 years. Well, that's pretty much what a bone density screening does. It's like getting a report card for your skeleton, showing you where you're acing it and where you might need a little extra study, or in this case, extra calcium. So what exactly is a bone density screening? Well, it's a special type of x-ray that measures how much calcium and other minerals are packed into a segment of bone. It's like checking how dense the crowds are at a rock concert, but instead of people, we're talking about minerals in your bones. Now, you might be wondering, when should I start getting these screenings? Great question. Generally, it's recommended that women start at age 65 and men at 70. But here's the kicker. If you have risk factors like a family history of osteoporosis, you might need to start earlier. It's like getting an early bird special for your bone health. Here's why these screenings are so crucial. They can catch potential issues before they become big problems. It's like having a smoke detector for your bones, alerting you to danger before there's a full-blown fire. Early detection means early intervention, which can significantly reduce your risk of fractures and other complications. It's like giving your future self a high five. Now, I know medical tests can be nerve-wracking, but let me put your mind at ease. Bone density screenings are painless, quick, and non-invasive. You don't even have to change out of your clothes. It's like getting a photo taken of your bones. Smile, click, and you're done. Here's a little challenge for you. If you're in the recommended age group or have risk factors, make an appointment for a bone density screening. It's like making a date with your future health. And if you're not quite there yet, start a conversation with your healthcare provider about when it might be right for you. Remember, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your bone health. These screenings give you the power to take control of your bone destiny. It's like being the superhero of your own skeletal story. And hey, if you want to learn more about bone density screenings or find out if you have any risk factors, swing by nutritionally.com. We've got a treasure trove of information waiting for you. Now, are you ready for the final exciting segment in our bone health journey? Stay tuned. All right, Bone Health Champions. We've made it to the grand finale of our skeletal adventure. I'm Alex, and I'm thrilled to wrap up our journey with some key strategies for lifelong bone health. Think of this as your bone-boosting survival kit. Let's start with a quick recap. We've covered a lot of ground, from understanding osteoporosis to the importance of nutrition, exercise, lifestyle factors, fall prevention, and bone density screenings. It's like we've been on a treasure hunt, and now we're sitting on a gold mine of bone health knowledge. So what's the secret sauce for lifelong bone health? Well, it's not just one ingredient, but a whole recipe. First up, let's talk nutrition. Remember our calcium and vitamin D dynamic duo? Keep them on your VIP list. Add in some protein, and you've got a nutritional trifecta that your bones will love. It's like throwing a party, and your bones are the guests of honor. Next, let's get moving. Weight-bearing and resistance exercises are your bones' best friends. Whether it's a brisk walk, a dance class, or lifting weights, your bones crave that workout. It's like sending your skeleton to a fitness boot camp. They might grumble at first, but they'll thank you later. Now, lifestyle choices. We've talked about the villains, smoking and excessive alcohol. Kicking these habits to the curb is like giving your bones a superhero cape. And don't forget about stress management and good sleep. They're the unsung heroes of bone health. Fall prevention is our next strategy. Remember, it's not just about quick reflexes. It's about creating a safe environment and improving your balance. It's like giving your bones a safety net and teaching them to be acrobats at the same time. And let's not forget those regular bone density screenings. They're your early warning system, like a weather forecast for your bones. Knowing what's coming means you can prepare and take action. Here's the beautiful thing about all these strategies. They work together in harmony. It's like conducting an orchestra, where every instrument plays its part to create a masterpiece of bone health. Now, I've got a challenge for you. Pick one strategy we've discussed today and commit to incorporating it into your life this week. Maybe it's adding a calcium-rich food to your diet or trying a new balance exercise. Small steps lead to big changes. Remember, bone health isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. It's about making consistent, positive choices day after day. Your future self will thank you for the strong, healthy bones you're building today. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with this thought. Your bones support you every day. Isn't it time you return the favor? Treat your skeleton like the VIP it is, and it'll keep you standing tall for years to come. Thank you for joining me on this bone health journey. For more tips, tricks, and bone-boosting strategies, don't forget to visit nutritionally.com. Here's to strong bones and a healthy future. Until next time, this is Alex, signing off and reminding you to keep those bones happy. Thank you for joining us on the nutritionally.com podcast. I hope you found today's episode helpful and inspiring. Remember, taking proactive steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and visit nutritionally.com for more tips and resources. Stay healthy, stay proactive, and I'll see you next time.